caught in the middle. Boy, that's the story of my life. That's the good news. The bad news, of course, is that it's the story of my life. So let me just say, I want to say a word about gasoline prices first. Has anybody mentioned anything about gasoline prices? This is, I know you're all aware of this. Like 6 months ago, the price of gas just started coming down like a nickel a month. It was like $4.29, and then it was $4, $3.50, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, these people know I'll pay $4.29 a gallon for gasoline. Why on earth do they keep making it lower each, you know, each 2 weeks, each month, whatever? I'm just like, I'm kind of perplexed. It isn't like I'm going to drive to Arizona to get a tank of gas because it's cheaper there. And so we all know what happened. It went down to about $3 a gallon, and it sat there at $3 a gallon because apparently every gas station had lost all the twos that they ever had. They had taken all the twos and turned them upside down and painted them as fives now. So finally, we go from $3 a gallon down to $2.90, and it settles down around $2.45. And, you know, hey, we're all happy. We can fill up our gas now for, you know, fill up our tank for $20. So I'm coming down here last month. And it's dark outside, and I'm going to go to the gas station. I need gas, and I look around, and when I have my head turned, apparently this guy came out and went running right behind the sign and took off the two and put a three there and ran away again because the price of gas suddenly went from $2.45 to $3.45 in like about a minute. And my question was just, what the fuck is going on with the price of gas? And my other question is, am I allowed to say fuck here? I'm really not sure. I am allowed to say fuck. It fuck is not my favorite thing in the whole world to do anymore. It's just fun to say. I don't... Right around the age of 50 or so, your favorite thing goes from fucking to sleeping. And at this point in my life, I will actually fuck somebody just so I can fall asleep. So... and then it kind of went from sleeping, actually, to now it's just kind of like a self-annihilation. I just beat myself up all the time with the dumb things I do. I think that's the latest thing in my life. So anyway, caught in the middle. I live with three other people in my house up in Paso. One is my spouse. I won't say her real name, although some of you know her. We'll just call her Mrs. Clean. And then I have my two adopted daughters, and they're really not adopted, and they're really not daughters, but I just say that because they're actually my nieces, and this is what happens when I say niece. Everybody's brain just goes on hold, and they try to figure out what on earth a niece is. Everybody's there thinking to themselves, like, let's see, my brother's mother's aunt's daughter's cousin. They don't know what a niece is, so I just stopped using the word niece altogether. I just get tired of people's brains. I just see the smoke coming out like they're trying to figure out what on earth. They actually ask me, what is your relation to them? I'm like, they're my niece. And they're just, wait, it doesn't. So I just say they're my adopted daughters because they know what adopted means and they know what daughters are. They also spend my money like they're my daughters. So... At any rate, I've got all three of them in the house. They all hate each other. We've got Mrs. Clean. We've got my older adopted daughter. We'll just call her Hitler. And then my younger one, and we'll call her Furball. And Mrs. Clean and Furball and Hitler do not get along at all. So I'm just kind of like, and I'm the peacemaker, which is just the worst job in the entire world, is I'm just trying to make peace. And here's just a typical example of what goes on. Hitler comes to me and says, Mrs. Clean makes too much noise when she eats. And here's the famous words, and don't tell her I said this. So I think, well, Mrs. Clean needs to know this because otherwise nothing's going to happen and Hitler is going to be all upset. So I go to Mrs. Clean and I say what we've all said. Somebody, I don't want to say who, somebody told me that you're making a lot of noise when you eat. And of course, Mrs. Clean looks at me and says, who? Who's telling you that? And I say, I can't tell you. And then, of course, you don't trust me enough to tell me who it is. So I put it off. I come up with every excuse I can. I finally say, it was Hitler. But you can't tell her that I told you this. And so It's usually about an hour or two later, there's a really loud knock on my door, on my bedroom door, and it's Hitler. And she looks at me and says, I told you not to tell her, not to tell Mrs. Clean that she makes too much noise when she eats, and she's just furious. Can't I trust you with anything? Can't I even trust you to keep quiet when I... So I go right into excuse mode right away. Well, I didn't say a thing. I never say a thing. Why don't you go, maybe somehow the information went through Furball, and Furball told her, and it went around that way. And they finally all look at me and just say, hey, you know, my trust level, they explain to me how my trust level is down to here. I get these large explanations about how I cannot be trusted anymore. And then, but that's not it. But wait, there's more. Now we go to, now that I've misplaced everybody's trust because I tried to get Mrs. Clean not to eat so loudly. Now we get from Furball, I get the, I'm really mad at you, but I am not going to tell you why. And it is now your job to try to figure out why I'm mad at you. So that goes on like forever. And then we have Hitler. I'm never going to tell you anything ever again. And by the way, you ruined my life. And I came out here from Pennsylvania, and I don't have a job that's worthy of me being a college-educated person. And it's all your fault, and you owe me $4,000. And then I get Mrs. Clean. Mrs. Clean starts in with, you remember 20 years ago? 20 years ago, when the car wouldn't start and you didn't get it fixed right away. Well, you know, that's just another thing that you did wrong. And I get the litany, of course, of everything that went wrong over the last 20 years and how I've just been a terrible spouse and everything I've done is wrong. And this is just a modicum of what goes on in my life. So I only have one way that I know of to kind of ease the pain with everybody and get everybody. There's two things, or three things, I should say. There's three things in life that I have more of, really, than I really need. It's boobs and money. And so I just give them some money and just say, look, I'm so sorry that you're hurt. I'm so sorry that I made your life terrible. I'm so sorry that I am just the worst person in the entire world. But here's some money. Have some money. And they all give me this big thank you, which, you know, of course, lasts at least a day until I'm right back to where I started again. Anyway, that's my life caught in the middle.